thanks for loving on us.
Vibes? You know about vibes?
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
With me.
Tune in every Wednesday from 10 until 11 a.m. while I explore themes, atmospheres, or moods across genres and decades. Whether I'm scoring a scene or doing a genre deep dive, there'll be something for everyone.
I'll give you another tune to help your appetite.
The mood.
With me.
I'm radio.
C-F-I-C.
The best radio station we've ever heard.
Hi, this is Seth Hunt from The Backsteps.
And this is Luke Garrison from The Backsteps. And you're listening to
CFRC
101.9
FM.
The staff at Martha's Table provides a caring place where people in need can have nutritious meal for only $1. Now you can get involved in this great cause.
Martha's Table is looking for volunteers to help in the kitchen, at the drop-in center, picking up food, or even being a friendly face at fundraising events.
Volunteer orientation is every Thursday at 4:30 in the drop-in center, and volunteers must be 14 years of age or older.
You can donate using a credit card through marthastable.ca, or you can send your donation by mail, cash, check, or bank draft.
Martha's Table, 629 Princess Street. Whether it's volunteering, donating, or anything else that you can offer Martha's Table, visit their website, marthastable.ca.
Hi, this is Bridget from Housewives, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
You don't need no oil when you fry bacon, because what? Bacon has its own oil! I want you to look over and somebody say, me like bacon, baby!
Oh, yeah, she's talking about making bacon. With me, DJ Over Easy, Saturday mornings from 8 till 10.
You produce your own oil and allow others to taste and see that CFRC is good.
Your library, your story. At the Kingston Frontenac Public Library, books are just the beginning. A library card starts a lifelong adventure, connecting you to everything you need to inspire learning, creativity, and fun. With 16 locations and plenty of online services, using your library has never been easier. Study in a quiet space, meet friends and learn new things, or explore the world through a magazine or a museum pass. Become a part of our story. Visit your local library branch or find us online at kfpl.ca.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett, and I listen to the number one station in Kingston, CFRC.
That's right, Mr. Joel Plaskett. You are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM with me, Jeff the Nerd.
And me, Simone the Moan.
Oh my gosh, you're here!
I'm here.
Oh, how long have you been sitting there?
I've been here the whole time.
Good Lord, I've been scratching myself in inappropriate places.
Oh no.
Oh no. Welcome back, Simone. And happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
It's the Simone Birthday Show.
Yeah.
Another year around the sun.
Mm-mm.
We did it. The world's a little crazier, but, you know, we're all in this together, us CFRCians. And you've been picking most of the music today.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where I'm like, why am I doing all the music, the DJ legwork, when you're picking such great stuff?
Yeah.
You should be doing this more often. Why am I even showing up here, Simone?
Well, I you like to do your thing, and I, you know, let you.
Okay,
let you just let you.
Wise words, Simone the Moan. We just heard from Teddy Swims with Let Me Love You. Very good stuff.
Yeah.
Good for the time of year.
Yes. It's very, I don't know if chill is the word. I don't know if pensive is the word.
Melancholy.
Melancholy. It's a very strange, like, you know, it's very strange outside right now. Like,
yeah.
The sun, it's like the moon, and yeah, it's also foggy,
and
but it's kind of yellow.
There's like frost on stuff.
It's really strange.
Well, like, November's a weird month because, like, daylight savings ends or whatever happens, so we lose a bit of sunlight, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, the mornings are dark, the evenings are dark. There's no significant long weekends in November. Like, what's our Remembrance Day? That's kind of dour. It's necessary, there's nothing to celebrate.
Right.
And then it's like the longest possible time before we get any, like, time. You know, the students, they're all Everyone's so drab.
Yeah, we're just trying to get through.
Thank goodness you're wearing a red jacket and blue, yes. And like everyone else is just in black and gray.
Actually, very bright colors, actually. I don't know how that happened, but I've got a few, brightly colored jackets or coats.
I think we need to flex that a little more this time of year. I think we really need to like just get the colors out.
All the coats are always black.
Everyone is. It's crazy,
Or so dark green or something.
Start wearing more cabana wear, I think. Yeah.
Well, you bring up the color in the summertime.
Today I almost wore like a light green sweatshirt that had MTV logo on it, and I didn't feel confident.
You weren't confident enough.
Just kicking a can down the road, be like, why am I awake? I should have wore that shirt.
I would have like hyped you up.
Maybe next
week. If I was here.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for coming in though. And then last set we also opened it up with Crazy, a cover by Brady Turner. Not too shabby. Mm. It's a Simone the Moon birthday show.
Yeah.
So this time of day, moving on, we like to talk about what's going on event-wise. It is Wednesday. It's hump day. The weekend's coming up. And we were just talking about how depressing life is right now. So we need to, like, force ourselves a little more to get out and about. You know my love for couches and televisions.
Yes, I do.
I'm trying to get away from that now because I know that what's coming, we're getting for a really snowy winter.
Yeah.
And I want to maximize my socializing and outdoor time as much as possible.
Okay, before you go back into hibernate.
Exactly.
Right,
before my whole head turns into a beard.
Okay.
So, like last week I went to the games night and there's more events coming up this Saturday. Something big's happening Saturday
night. What's happening, Jeff?
The big man's coming to town.
You better watch out. You better not cry.
Oh, yeah. You better suck up to Santa Claus.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
That's right. The City of Kingston Santa Claus Parade is this Saturday night.
Yeah, Saturday night.
And I like the way you Santa ing. Something like that. Come on out. It's a good time. We marched in the parade a couple years ago.
That was so fun.
That was a lot of fun.
I really enjoyed that. That was great.
Yeah, if you ever get a chance to march in the parade, I highly recommend it because it's fun watching it, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, but it's just interactive. It's just fun being in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and people just want to like high five you.
Sorry, go ahead. Sorry. I keep talking. You are very excited.
Yeah.
But just seeing how many people show up, it's insane. Yeah. Like, it's way more than you would know if you're just staying in one spot.
Yeah, it's all ages.
Indeed.
Yeah.
It's a lot of
kids, of course. And then there's a lot of Queen students who come out.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's great.
So it's a good way to sort of get happy in this dismal month of November. Yeah,
I like that.
Santa Claus Parade. And they always throw free candy. Yeah. Get some free candy canes. Yeah. Amazing. Other events that are going on in and around town. We were talking last break about the Luella peach tea soda.
Yes.
Because it's delicious and
it
you got
really
it in your
good.
Birthday basket.
My birthday beautiful basket.
Yeah. So Luella is playing this Friday, November 21st at the Isabel Bader Center. It's part of a series called the Sounds in the Recital Hall. They're doing different acts. I think Abby Stewart is playing in January. Foster Sudak and Shay is playing in March. They're all excellent.
Wow.
And I highly recommend checking them out. So Luella is playing November 21st at 8 p.m. Tickets are only $25. That's
nice.
A good deal.
That's a good deal.
She is quality. We played her many times. And also...
Superstar.
And we're going to hear retro pop from a band called Good Fortune. So you get two for the price of one.
Nice.
That's not too bad. Also, the Isabel is just gorgeous place to go.
It's not too shabby.
Do you like musicals? You like, are you a good song and dance person? Like a good musical?
I think so.
Yeah, what's the last good musical you saw?
Last one?
Yeah. You ever see a musical live?
Yes, I have.
Was it? Yeah, you
remember?
I'm
trying to think of what it was. It was all centered around a boy who likes to dance.
Oh, I know the one.
Do you know it?
Billy Elliot?
Yes.
You can't dance, you gotta play football. That one.
Yeah, that one.
That's a good one. You know what else is really good, though?
What else?
Guys and Dolls. You ever see Guys and Dolls?
I have not.
Classic.
Yeah.
It's a pretty classic one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's playing. The Kingston Meistersingers are putting that on. I don't know if it starts this weekend, but it runs through the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, get down to Le Sesame Theater, and it's only $30. Starts at 7:30. Doors are at 7 o'clock. There are many showings. Actually, it starts on the 20th. It starts tomorrow, and it runs through until the 30th. Guys and Dolls is celebrating its 75th anniversary.
Wow.
Luck be a lady
Luck
tonight.
Luck be a lady tonight.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a musical that makes you want to, like, gamble.
Gamble,
They're always playing dice in alleyways, I find. You know, it's always like, you know, hoodlums playing dice.
Yeah? You want to play some dice,
Is anyone know how to play? I don't even know how to play dice. I'd be great to play dice with because you could take advantage of me.
Yeah.
And take all my money.
Yeah.
And I'd still have a smile on my face.
Would you be into, like, the casino?
I've done casinos.
What'd you think of it?
You know, they're fine, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. You go once and you kind of get it.
Yeah.
Went to a Casino de Hall years ago. A buddy of mine, he's like, I got an $80 budget, which is a good thing to do when you go to a casino. Give yourself a budget. Don't just keep going to the ATM. That's dangerous.
Right.
So he has an $80 budget. He puts it down on black, loses it at the roulette table, loses it immediately. He's like, well, I'm done for the night. I'll see you guys at the bar.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, that's a smart way to do it.
Yeah.
You just go for the experience.
Right.
You don't go to lose money.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
You got to be careful.
You don't know if you've got an addictive personality.
Until you try. But the best thing about casinos is that they've got good, good shows. That's so, they always have good shows. So maybe you can go see Guys and Dolls and get that gambling addiction going. other events that are going on, the Bon Evans Band is playing at the Toucan Friday night on the 21st. That is a free show. No minors. So if you're a coal miner, you're not invited.
Right.
Sorry, guys.
Mm-hmm.
But Bon Evans is from Bath, Ontario. I've heard him play quite a few times. He does a lot of summertime concerts out in Bath. And he's very good, very cool guy.
Yeah.
Rocks a fedora.
Ooh.
Much like Guys and Dolls.
Yeah. Would you ever rock a fedora? I think I've asked you this before.
That's something I'm going to rock when I'm a little older, I think. Pull that off when I'm...
I've never seen... I think you should try it this coming summertime.
I don't know.
Why not?
I don't know.
No,
maybe.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know if I can do a fedora. That's a statement. Von Evans can pull it off because he's a rock star.
Oh, okay.
I'm just a humble nerd.
You're a humble nerd?
Yeah, I'm a ball cap kind of guy. I'm going to get me one of those CFRC trucker hats from the funding drive.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do
before
they're all sold out.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Other good show. Good. We are in agreement. Other good shows coming up Sunday, November 23rd at 3 p.m. at the Broom Factory. The Lemon Bucket Orchestra is coming to town. They're a Kingston and Toronto-based Ukrainian folk rock band.
Wow.
Lots of members. Big sound. Big stuff. They're good. They're really good. Very high energy.
Mm-hmm.
And it rocks the line between like Eastern European folk and like rock and ska. They're excellent.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're very good.
Got a mix.
That's a good Sunday at 3 p.m. That's great.
Yeah.
That's a show I can get behind because I can be back home before dark.
Is there an age limit for that one?
It's all ages.
All ages.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think coal miners are allowed in.
Huh.
I'm too good.
You're too much, Jeff.
Thanks. And then also on Sunday at 7:30, you see the Lemon Bucket Orchestra at 3, then you boogie on over to the Grand Theater and you see the Strumbellas play.
Strumbella.
They are a great Kingston. They're a great Canadian indie rock outfit. Solid stuff.
Solid. I like that.
Yeah, they're really good. So there's a lot going on, you know? Don't get depressed. Just get out there.
Ooh, okay.
Spend some money.
Depression. Kick the depression.
Yeah. Go to the parade.
Kick the melancholy.
Exactly. There's
let
no time
go,
for it.
Let go of the sadness.
Melancholy is an emotion for February because it's the dark of winter and then it's also Valentine's Day. So there's many reasons to
be sad.
There's so
much going on.
But no reason to be sad. We got us here till 10 o'clock and we've got another hour left of the Simone Show.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Simone.
Happy birthday to you.
Pretty good.
Yeah?
I didn't bring any candles, though.
Let's
see if we can get security down here again. Start a little fire.
Okay, you...
I'm flying high on coffee.
I don't know about you sometimes, Jeff.
It's all the neo-citron. I'm loving life right now.
Yeah, everything's like chill.
Very chill.
Yeah,
so
relaxed.
Indeed.
And easy.
And it's going to get very chill and relaxed next break because we're going to talk about nerd news. We got lots of space westerns to talk about. Simone's been just, chomping at the bit to talk about space cannibals.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Simone.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Jeff, for that.
We're going to keep things moving and a grooving. This is Laura Mavula with Green Garden right here
on CFRC 101.9.
Take me outside, sit in the green garden. Nobody out there, but it's okay now. Bathe in the sunlight, don't mind if rain falls. Take me outside, sit in the green garden.
Oh, wow, oh, wow. fly on the wings of a butterfly, high as a treetop, down again, putting my bag down, taking my shoes off, walking the carpet, a green velvet.
I'm Trevor from the Arrogant Worms, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
I kissed my penny and I threw it. I prayed I'd keep my soul. Went down to the river where the water bends. Only place I know. Ooh. Oh, the forest for the trees. So will you wait for me?
Eee!
now, to open this year's festivities, here's our Grand Marshal, the Prophet of Love, Larry White.
Barry White.
No, it says here Larry White.
I know my own name.
Yeah? Well, we'll see.
Give me your attention, baby. I gotta tell you a little something about yourself. 'Cause you're wonderful, flawless, oh, you're a sexy baby. But you walk around here like you wanna be someone else. Oh, oh, I know that you don't know it, but you're fine, so fine.
Fine, so fine.
Oh, 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 boy, I'm gonna show you when you're mine. If you let me treasure you, if you let me treasure you, oh, oh. Pretty boy, pretty boy, pretty boy, you should be smiling. A guy like you should never look so blue. You're everything I see in my dreams. I wouldn't say that to you if it wasn't true. Oh, oh, I know that you don't know it, but you're fine, so fine.
Fine, so fine.
Oh, oh, oh boy, I'm gonna show you when you're mine. Oh, mine.
Mine, oh, mine.
Treasure. Treasure, you are my 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 treasure, you are.
This is Dotes from the Jerry Cans. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 out of Kingston, Ontario.
Sometimes you gotta say life. Don't speak for a minute, close your eyes, let it be, and say life. It ain't all about what you sing, it's the moments in between. Sometimes you gotta say life. Don't speak for a minute, close your eyes, let it be, and say life. It ain't all about what you sing, it's the moments in between. Sometimes you gotta say lie and take a little break. Somewhere that they can't all locate. Camp in the woods, lay in the shade, like a vacation. Just put your mind at ease, there's nobody. You gotta please let go of your anxiety. It's healing in the way, that's why they call it patience. There's healing in the way, that's why they call it patience. Sometimes you gotta say lie. Don't speak for a minute, close your eyes, let it be, and say lie. It ain't all about what you sing, it's the moments in between. Sometimes you gotta say lie.
If I got a problem, I'm talking to Jesus, not ChatGPT. Whoa. All of these people, they speak on my name, but they do not know me. No, I wish them well. I pray they know it as well. I pray they get off their cells and get out their cells and break out their cells till every cell starts moving in unison, giving them praise. Open that book, do what it says. This ain't a game, but you should hit save. Talk
talk about Jesus, don't care if it's maize, no weight is my ease. How could I be so naive? I hit the ground, now I'm up like a tree. Planting my roots in him, cause he don't leave. Speaking his name and the enemy flees.
That's why they call it patience. There's healing in the way. That's why they call it patience. Sometimes you gotta stay loud. Don't speak for a minute, close your eyes, let it be, and say loud.
Yeah.
It ain't all about what you sing, it's the moments in between. Sometimes you gotta say loud. Don't speak for a minute, close your eyes, let it be, and say loud.
My shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters.
Well, boy howdy. What a show it's been so far.
What a show.
I got so nerdy off air there.
You did.
I'm kind of out of breath now.
You are a little bit.
You just keep playing the music and let the audience talk amongst themselves. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
If you're just joining us, it's CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yes. Yes, that's what it is.
I concur. Greatest station on earth.
Yes, it is so great here. I love it.
Yeah, check us out at CFRC.ca and donate some money to the funding drive before all the good swag gets sold out.
Yeah, our goal is 25,000, is it?
Yeah, by the new year. We're already up to 5, so you know, it's pretty good.
Very excited about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And more events are coming up. There's a Something in the Water trivia happening in early December.
Ooh.
And they're asking us DJs to submit some questions.
Oh.
And I've always wanted to do like
music questions?
Well,
or anything.
They said music questions, but like I've always wanted to do like a hardcore nerd trivia just to see where Kingston stands with the nerd knowledge. Are they up to my level, Simone?
Exactly.
Or am I a fish out of water here in the tiny pond?
Fish out of water, add something in the water.
Everyone in Kingston is so lame.
Are you?
All the children in Springfield are SOBs.
I wonder about you sometimes.
I just wonder if people are as nerdy as I am. I wonder.
I think there are, for sure. There must be some.
There's got to be.
There's got to be a few.
We're just all too busy, you know, dating women and going dancing.
Yeah,
and we don't interact with one another.
Exactly. Yeah. Doing you know, what is it called?
Push-ups?
No. You're not.
No, of course
not. For sure, you're not doing push-ups. You might be doing swing.
You
might be doing swing dancing, though.
Maybe. I used to be good at swing dancing.
Yeah.
I did twist my ankle last week, so that means I can't do any physical activity for the next year.
Oh, you poor baby.
A whole year, I know.
You poor baby.
I need this attention. Thank you.
Yes. You.
Happy birthday,
Schnookums,
Simone.
Schnookums.
If you haven't guessed, it's the Simone's birthday show, so there's a lot of doting going on.
There's
towards
a lot of doting. It's a lot of moody music going on here.
You're picking some good tunes.
You like it?
Yeah.
Like, we heard Forrest Frank with CeeLa, very chill, very like, I just feel like that right now.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I just feel like just chill, just calm, just, you know.
Like a human mug cozy.
Yeah.
Who did we hear?
I do, or like a tea cozy.
Yes,
thank you. Teapot cozies.
They're great.
You know?
Yeah.
Or crochet that's covering like some kind of public
meter?
Infrastructure.
Like why don't we get yarn bombs in town anymore?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
They used to pop up all over the place.
You know I know how to crochet, right?
No. Are you the yarn bomber?
That wasn't me.
Okay, I see. Show me your fingers.
Wasn't me.
Are they worn out from crocheting?
Yeah, but it does feel like a kind of a cozy. You know what I'm craving a lot?
What's that?
Hot chocolate.
Ah.
Hot tea, like hot chocolate that you drink.
Yeah, of course.
That's the drink.
The drinking kind,
The only kind that's drinkable.
I guess, yeah. No, that's
so I'm craving that. I'm craving like latte.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like a vanilla latte.
Ooh.
You know, I tried a really nice one at Starbucks.
Oh, yeah.
And I've never had it before. And I'm like, that's how I'm feeling.
Okay,
you
fair,
know what I mean?
Yeah. I like a good black coffee.
I feel like thick socks.
Thick socks coffee.
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it.
That's how I'm
feeling
right now.
Nice. We're your cozy station that rocks the nation here on CFRC. Yeah. Before Forrest Frank, we heard...
We heard Treasure by Franklin J.
Yeah, before yeah, that was very good.
And I know that you guys probably know that song. It's just a cover of it. And so that's what I've been looking at, covers of songs.
You've been picking some good stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's fall, we got a cover up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before that, we heard from Yebba with Evergreen.
Yebba.
Yebba.
What a name, eh?
Yeah.
Yebba.
Absolutely.
What's your name? Yebba.
There's that band.
Hi, my name is Yebba.
when Vinny the Thrill comes on and we play a sports report, we play the song from the Coletta and Super Yumba band, and it's mostly instrumental, but they yell in the back, they go, Yebba!
Yebba!
It's great.
Yebba, yebba, yebba!
And then we opened up that
yebba,
last
yebba,
set.
Ooh,
yeah, with,
you remember that one, Yebba, yebba, doo?
Of course. Flintstones. We had Laura Mavula opening up that last one with Green Garden, a little summertime splash for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Just cause. We've got to sprinkle in some summertime every now and again.
Some summertime.
Yeah. If you haven't guessed, dear listeners, I identify as a nerd.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's news to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
And this time of morning.
News to you. Like, you're very much, You like trinkets.
Put it gently.
You like, okay.
I'm watching you while you say these things.
You
be
like
nice.
Trinkets. You love movies. You love how the movie is like presented, like how it, what the medium that you use,
the
right?
The medium is the message.
Yeah.
That's right.
So
yeah.
You like, you know, whether it be projector or video or VHS or, you know,
absolutely.
Atari or Sony or a Sega.
I have all the video games.
You have all of the things.
Oh, Simone, my Sega GameCube or my Nintendo GameCube doesn't work
anymore.
I think
the coolest thing that you have is the gumball machine.
I've got it filled. You'll be happy to hear.
You got it filled?
With dry roasted peanuts.
Oh.
The healthy option.
Yeah.
Mostly, not because I'm healthy, because it keeps the ants away.
Yeah?
Jeffrey the Nerd, everyone.
Oh, there you go.
So when I'm sitting down in my nerd cave with my projector and my
it's
two TVs.
Yeah, it's definitely a man cave.
It's a nerd cave, yeah.
Nerd cave, man cave.
All the odors.
Yeah.
And my peanut machine. I like to sit and chill. This is my season. I like winter because it gives me an excuse to, like, consume media, right?
Yeah.
So I had a cold last weekend, so I blasted through the only season of Firefly, which you should totally watch. You'll like it. It's very good. Space Western adventure.
Space Western, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I like to play a lot of video games. So this segment, we like to talk about nerd stuff because it's pop culture time. There's a lot of nerd things going on, and it's winter time, so it's a good time to get all that stuff into you.
Mm-hmm.
So first and foremost, we like to talk about celebrity birthdays.
Okay.
Because they are our social betters, and they are better than us, and I would throw myself on a grenade for these people. Especially.
Oh, my goodness. See that? Wow. The love is intense.
The love is strong.
Strong with you.
Allison Janney turned 66 today. I love her so much. She's one of our amazing character actors. She's been in stuff for a long time. She's great. Jodie Foster turned 63.
Okay, Jodie.
She's been at it for, like, Taxi Driver when she was, like, 13 years old.
Yeah, forever and ever. Her whole life.
Directing movies and she's great. I love her so much.
Yep.
Meg Ryan turned 64 today.
Yeah.
Not too shabby. I'll have what she's having.
Meg Ryan.
Reed Scott turns 48. Most people will know him.
Is he a character actor, too?
Yeah, most people will know him from the amazing show Veep with Julie Louis-Dreyfus.
Right.
Which was political, one of those political satire shows that's now coming true.
I guess, yeah.
And then most importantly, in my opinion, Adam Driver turns 42 today.
Oh.
Adam Driver, star.
Is he married?
I don't know, actually. It's a good question.
Interesting.
Yeah. He's married to us in our souls.
In our souls.
Star of the Star Wars movies that were out before the pandemic. He played Han Solo's son, Ben Solo. And that brings us to our first headline. There is a campaign, and I know I don't talk about Star Wars ever, and you always tell me to talk about Star Wars as you're looking at the clock. there's a campaign to get Adam Driver back as playing Ben Solo. If you haven't heard, it just got revealed last week that master filmmaker Steven Soderbergh, the man behind the Ocean's 11, the good Ocean's 11 movies, he and Adam Driver got together and they wrote a script for a Ben Solo movie. And
Solo.
Yeah, and it got quashed by Bob Iger and the heads of Disney.
Why?
I think because the last Star Wars movies didn't really sit well with the fans. They weren't really like...
But they have so much going wrong over there, right?
No, right?
Do you know what I mean? So why are you going to, like... That's the one you turned down?
Right?
Do you know what I mean? That...
Exactly.
Am I speaking for the people?
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's a massive campaign going on right now. There's billboards being put up in Times Square.
Wow.
There's a petition.
People are...
We're not going to take it no more.
We're not going to take it.
If I'm going to pay so much money to go sit my butt in a theater, drive there, pay for a pop and a popcorn,
yeah.
I want a good movie.
Yeah.
So I want Steven Soderbergh, who has proved himself for decades that the man can make a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I want Adam Driver, who's proved himself for decades that the man can act in a movie.
Right.
I want them to make a good Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
For the love of God.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's
right.
More on that as the weeks go
more
on.
More on that.
Add my name
and
to the petition.
Adam Driver, I think he was a soldier. He was in the military beforehand.
He was a Marine. That's true. So he's the real deal.
He's the real deal.
Absolutely.
I wonder how that happened. Like, how he just, did he just, you know, walk into an audition one day and just,
hey.
Did he go get an agent at first?
Maybe.
You know what I mean? Was he in somebody's, like, short film? Like, I'm interested in how that happened.
There's a story to tell. You know who else used to be a Marine that turned actor? Drew Carey.
Really?
Yeah.
He used to be a Marine?
That guy was spelt. You look up some old pictures of Drew Carey.
Really?
That guy was big.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I think he's calm. He's come down again. I think some Ozempic, whatever.
Oh, maybe.
You know.
Oh, no, he got slim before Ozempic. I remember seeing him on Community,
and
he looked very good.
Yeah?
Not that he was ever that chubby.
No, well,
I don't know.
It's fine.
He's funny, though.
Yeah.
He's good.
Ohio.
Thank you. You can watch all of the Drew Carey show on, I think, Pluto TV right now.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
A few little mini headlines that we won't dwell on too much, but just so you know, there's another Sharknado movie in the works. They're going to do an origin story.
Oh.
How do the sharks get into the tornado?
Oh.
I wonder if Tara Reid will be in that one.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Guilty pleasures
That's
all
so
around.
So funny. It's just so crazy.
Oh, I
like it, right?
We've got Black Panther 3 just got confirmed. Ryan Coogler is going to come back and direct the third Black Panther movie.
Yeah.
Excellent stuff.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that because I feel like the second one, it was so heavy.
Yeah.
And so many things had to get done. Like, you had to kind of tie up and make sense of what happened. You know what I mean? And so it was just, it was a real heavy one and
felt long.
It felt extremely long.
Yeah.
Extremely, like, just emotionally heavy and sad. Do you know what I mean? So I'm hoping that the third one would kind of bring us back up again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, like the first one was.
Totally. Maybe now that he's flying high off of Sinners, then maybe he'll put some juice into his goose.
Mm.
Not that he needs it.
Yeah.
He's awesome. I love Ryan Coogler.
Yeah,
he's the best.
So,
he's the best. I've been watching.
Yeah. I don't know. What was the first one? The very first one he did with...
Fruitvale Station.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen that one because it's pretty heavy.
I haven't seen it either.
It's supposed to be great, though.
Yeah.
But the first one I saw was Creed in theaters, and that blew me away.
Yeah,
that was great.
Good, too.
That's probably the best Rocky movie ever.
Yeah.
Except for maybe the one where he fights Mr. T. That was a good one. Last big headline before we get to it. We haven't talked about video games in a while.
Yeah.
But the Video Game Awards are coming up. It's a big deal. They have them on in December. And the nominees just got announced. And like every award show, I obviously haven't played all these games, but I like to look to the nominees for what I should be playing. What should I be wasting my money on?
Right.
So just quickly, the nominees for Game of the Year include Clair Obscur Expedition 33, which I hear is amazing. My coworker is on her third playthrough of it, I think, already.
Mm-hmm.
Death Stranding 2, On the Beach. That's the one that stars the dude from The Walking Dead, Norman Reedus.
Yeah.
And it's like a very long, drawn-out kind of... It's supposed to be very good.
Yeah.
It's a Hideo Kojima game, and I really... That guy's been around since the 80s. I like him a lot.
Yeah.
Donkey Kong Bonanza for Nintendo's been nominated. Apparently, that's a ton of fun, where you just...
Ooh.
Donkey Kong smashing everything. You can just break everything with your big old fist.
Let's see. Sounds satisfying.
Yeah. Hades 2, where you play as the Prince of Hades trying to escape from hell. Yeah, I've been just getting into the first one, and it's so much fun because it's a roguelike where you try to get as far as you can, and then you die, and you go back to the beginning. But every time you play, you get more power-ups, and you get a little stronger, and you go a little further, and it's so much fun.
Yeah.
That's what I did also over the weekend, was just play a lot of the first one. So Hades 2 got nominated. Hollow Knight Silk Song is nominated. That is another game that's been sucking the life out of me. It's so good.
Oh, my goodness.
I've already broken a controller playing that game.
For real?
For real.
Well, because you're clutching it so hard?
The joystick like wears out because it's, yeah, it's intense.
Because you're jamming it so like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's great.
Wow, violent.
So much fun though. Yeah? So much fun. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And the last one was Kingdom Come Deliverance 2, which is like a medieval kind of, I don't know, like a medieval game. You play as a knight. And you do knight stuff.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, if you're someone who has a gamer in your family and you're looking ahead to what you should get them for the holidays,
yeah,
check out the nominees for Game of the Year, and that's where you should put your money.
Okay.
Especially Clair Obscur Expedition 33, because it's made by a very small company in France, and everyone's like, wow, you guys made a really good game with a very small team and a very small budget. Mm. And it just goes to show that, like, the corporations haven't ruined video games yet.
Right.
They're coming.
They're coming.
The Saudi princes are coming.
They're coming. Lots going on over there.
Lots going, yeah.
Lots going on.
And there's a lot going on here.
I think they have some really big comedy festival coming up there.
Oh, they already did. Let's not.
Did they already did it?
Oh, yeah. Let's not talk about that. Yeah, that Riyadh Comedy Festival. So many of my former heroes participated.
You're upset?
I'm very upset.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, we don't need to talk about that. It just came into my mind.
Yeah. We got 20 minutes left in the show, so we're going to play as much of Simone's playlist as we can. So coming up next is Tedashi?
I think it's Tedashi.
With pop-up right
here.
Yeah,
it's a little of a rap.
A little bit of a rap right here.
On CFRC 101.9.
Yeah.
Jupiter. Yeah. Jupiter. When you living how I'm living, they gon' ask you how you did it. Used to keep it on the low. Now I think they need to know. When you get it, how I get it. You don't worry about a gimmick. Turn my life into a show. Selling tickets at the door. Baby, pop up. Meet me at the pop up. Every time I drop stuff, haters wanna pop up. And they wanna pop us. Mad cause they not us. I don't get it. They be in their feelings like a pop cut. Every time you doing good, money problems pop up. Get a little change and the family members pop up. Find a problem. Why when you doing it proper, they try to stop you. But when you live like a mobster, they never bother. The world is sick and we need a doctor. But then the cops come and when they show up at your door, they want the smoke like a roster. If you spend the time wasting time, what it cost you? Will my ex go unnoticed still without an Oscar? That's a slap to the face, something that Chris Rock knows. When you living how I'm living, they gon' ask you how you did it. Used to keep it on the low, now I think they need to know. When you get it, how I get it, you don't worry about a gimmick. Turn my life into a show, selling tickets at the door. Baby, pop up, meet me at the pop up. Every time I drop stuff, haters wanna pop up. And they wanna pop us, mad cause they not us. I don't get it, they be in their feelings like a pop cut.
Hey, I told y'all he was spitting.
I got Pollies in L.A., I got Usos in the Bay, with the squad like 2K, Malo Winger every day. I got family in Moval and in Compton on the Ave, yeah. Shout out Uncle Rav, who taught me how to scrap. Izzy with the swizzy for the glizzy, that's a Draco. Miss me with that iffy, I'm too spiffy just to lay low. Gently keep it gently while I chill in Turks and Caicos. Nipsey, rest in peace, he's the king and I'm a faco. My uncle raised a real one, that's real, son. Even though I ran when they peeled one, I still spun. The block spread the ops, watch the cops, cause they will come. Mixed kid, that's profile, that's still done. When you living how I'm living, they gon' ask you how you did it. Used to keep it on the low, now I think they need to know. When you get it, how I get it, you don't worry about a gimmick. Turn my life into a show, selling tickets at the door. Baby, pop up, meet me at the pop up. Every time I drop stuff, haters wanna pop up. And they wanna pop us, mad cause they not us. I don't get it, they be in their feelings like a pop cut. When you live it how I'm living, they gon' ask you how you did it. Used to keep it on the low, cause I was used to keeping low. Thought nobody gave a care if Crane Trip went at the show. But no matter who come with me, he the reason that I go. I ain't worried about a gimmick, that's for folks who never lived it. Even when I pivot, it's to shoot the shot that I've been given. We taking safe bets, not faith steps, and hoping God'll bless it. Abusing favor like it's privilege, we accept it. God ain't mocked or shocked, he saw your heart. I'm hoping we get back to how it was at the start. Turn my life into to a show, selling tickets at the dough. Came from riding on the metro to flying to Pietro. Made it out the ghetto. Shout out to my saints locked down who got abundant life but still facing death row. Every time I drop stuff, haters wanna pop up and they wanna pop us. Mad that they not us, I don't get it. But I don't really have to. I'm living in my purpose. Come and kick it, man, if that's you. Pop up.
Now what you've been waiting for? Another long raga by Ravi Shankar.
Shankar.
Shankar. Groovy, man.
It isn't working. I'm a tidal wave of question marks and you're just surfing. Leaning into me like it's a knot. It's so crazy lately. You just understand my feelings. Make me see I'm capable and fine. And feeling beautified tonight. I'm ready to dive. Maybe it's the loving in your eyes I'm here. See through. And maybe it's the magic in the wine I'm feeling loose. Maybe it's the fact that every time I fall, I lose it all. But you got me from my head to my feet, and I'm ready to die. Cause the world is warm, ain't nothing wrong, it's alright. Crazy lately, you just understand my feelings. Make me see I'm capable and fine, and feeling beautified tonight. I'm ready to dive. Maybe it's the loving in your eyes I'm here, see through. And maybe it's the magic in the wine, cause I'm feeling. Maybe it's the fact that every time I fall, I lose it all. But you got me from my head to my feet, and I'm ready to die. She got me from my head to my feet, and I'm ready to die.
Hey, it's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
I've been roaming around, always looking down at all I see. Painted face. Fill the places I can't reach. You know that I could use somebody. You know that I could use somebody. Someone like you. Countless love is under cover of the street. You know that I could use somebody. Whoa, you know that I could use somebody. Off in the night while you live it up, I'm off to sleep. raging wars to shake the pole and the beat. I hope it's gonna make you notice. I hope it's gonna make you notice. So
hey. I'm out of breath, Simone.
Are you?
You really nerded out there on that last break. You said, Jeff.
Oh, yeah, of course I did.
Tell me about all the video games.
Video games that I play.
Yeah.
You know?
So if anyone wants to...
All the movies that I watch.
You should watch Firefly.
All my commentary.
Totally.
Yeah.
Good stuff, though.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good.
Excellent. Thanks for coming along.
I'm glad I got here eventually.
Was the cabbie listening to CFRC?
You know what? We just drove in silence. It was just a quiet ride.
As it should be.
As I was collecting my thoughts, you know, just to get ready for, you know, just hanging out with you for sure.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Speaking of our thoughts, what did we learn today, Simone, in summation?
Well, I learned, and I guess it's not something that I learned, it's something that I've always known, and that is Old Farm Fine Foods. The finest. It's the best.
If you want a holiday gift basket.
It's just lovely, and you should definitely come and get a holiday gift basket. The baskets are really nice and sturdy too. Like you can actually use this for something else as well after you get all of your goodies and, you know, Old Farm Fine Foods.
That's it. I'm saying it wrong all these years. Get down there.
It's a wonderful place to get your gifts for Christmas. I've got bacon. I've got chocolate caramel waffle cone cookies. I've got Fazuzzi drinks. And I've got this delicious looking small batch 7-year maple Dale cheese.
That's the best. That's the best cheese on earth,
so
I think.
So I'm really excited for that.
Yeah. We learned that the Santa Claus Parade is going on Saturday night.
Yeah, so be there.
Yeah.
Trust me, it's fun. And you can bring your fold-out chair.
Yes.
Bring a fold-out chair. So if you know, you're not able to stand for any length of period of time, bring a fold-out chair, bring your blanket.
Totally.
And, put it up there and have a seat and relax.
I just thought of something, too. Next year, you know what we should do? Krampus. We should have a Krampus float next year.
A Krampus float.
Yeah. That'd be great. Yeah. So come out to the Saturday night Santa parade. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
There's also a lot of cool events going on in town. Don't let the November blahs get you down.
Yeah, just come out. Come on out and have some fun.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, have some fun downtown.
And then stick with CFRC because not only is it the funding drive all month long, but all Wednesday morning, we've got the best shows in town. The Mood with May is up next. Mayhem is in the building. Yeah. So very excited.
She's here.
Thank goodness.
The princess is here.
Indeed.
Yes.
So keep it locked and ready to rock.
Yeah.
Awesome. So we're going to catch you guys all next week. I think we're going to get a musician on next week. More on that later. Stay tuned to the Instagram. And then coming up next, we've got some classic Mariah.
That's some classic. I guess it's classic now, isn't it?
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Classic now.
Absolutely.
My favorite girl. She's singing one of her big hits called Always Be My Baby.
Right here.
On CFRC 101.9.
Happy birthday, Simone.
Thank you.
everlasting, that you would always be mine. Now you wanna be free, so I let you fly. Cause I know in my heart, babe,
Natalia from the Deers, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep listening.
Visit the Screening Room, Kingston's only independent movie theater located downtown at 120 Princess Street. They specialize in playing art house, international classic, and cult cinema, along with Hollywood's best new releases. People also always say they have the best popcorn in town. Visit Screening Room at screeningroom.com for upcoming